Get your
Blog Talk Radio.
We were talking to the commissioner the other day. And he said, "How you doing, sir?
How you doing?
What can
sir?
I do for you?
What can I do for you?"
And I told him, "I need you to bring back something.
Bring back something."
Football back. Football back. We in the crowd screaming out, "Football back." It's kickoff time. We in love with the money. These chickens shaking they pom-pom. Shelly, is my honey. We yelling football back. Football back. We in the crowd screaming out, "Football back." It's kickoff time. We in love with the money. These chickens all on the sidelines. Shelly, is my honey.
We yelling football back. New salary cap. And now I'm trying to put the whole NFL on my back. I'm with Grammatica. See how my dogs kick it. I take it to the crib. We sliding off the Mike Vickies. I'm with them Pouncy twins. We keep it live, man. And these girls all on my balls like a lineman. I tried to Kurt warn them, and they ain't listen or pay attention. Or did I mention he love my wood? Now she on the bench. She try to come by that far, but girl, you tripping, huh? We up in Minnesota. Don't try to persecute me. Using floozy white chicks on the sideline. I call her Susie. So now they out here asking Tiki who my barber is. And don't be mad when I San Diego charge you chick. I keep them high, we be Kansas City chief. And I'm just sliding on that safety right before I give a defense. Ah, Oakland Raider, and I'm 49er. I'm on the red skin on the goal line. Just watch me break a line and
football back. Football back. We in the crowd screaming out, "Football back." It's kickoff time. We in love with the money. These chickens shaking they pom-pom. Shelly, this my honey. We yelling football back. Football back. We in the crowd screaming out, "Football back." It's kickoff time. We in love with the money. These chickens all on the sidelines. Shelly, this my honey.
Goodell said it best. Football is back. I'm in my Jones Drew jersey and my new Jaguars hat. Tailgating already, drinking a brewski, no teddy. Get super domed like a saint until they drop the confetti. Money's the issue, but now we placing our bets. Solve the currency problem, so now we watching the Jets.
Okay.
Owner's pocket so fat, I'm just calling them Rex. Ryan, I ain't lying, hope you catch it like West. Watch your Sunday ticket, my girl begging to kick it. She just called me Gaskowski, she knows that I'm finna stick it. Get that Danny Wood hair, I'm just so patriotic. Threw her game like I'm Brady, and you know that she just caught it. Man, the lockout was whack, but now the NFL back. I'm bout my cheese like the pack, now roger that. I said the lockout was whack, but now we back, you know. And if you ain't excited, go pull a plaque.
Football back, football back. We in the crowd screaming out, "Football back." It's kickoff time. We in love with the money. These chickens shaking they pom-pom. Shelly, this my honey. We yelling football back, football back. We in the crowd screaming out, "Football back." It's kickoff time. We in love with the money. These chickens all on the sidelines. Shelly, this my honey.
You are now tuned in to the Soul Kitchen Radio Sports Show.
You play to win the game. You play to win the game.
You have something to say, call right now. 714-694-4150.
Soul Kitchen Radio. Soul Kitchen Radio.
Yo, Soul Kitchen Radio Fantasy Football Week 2. We are back. It's your man Rick Camacho with Lou, Memphis Lou. We have Brian on the phone, and we also have Teddy. Teddy is out there right now. What's up, guys?
What's going on, Camacho?
What's going on?
Oh, man. Teddy, is that you? Who's that 970?
Oh, that's me, Miami Scott from Colorado.
Yeah, what's up, Miami Scott?
What's up, Brian?
Colorado.
What's going on?
What's going on, man?
Hey, fellas, how y'all doing today? It's Sunday football time.
Yeah.
There it is. Hey, before we get started, let me tell you guys, Brian Sanford is back. I did good in all my leagues except for the one league where I was talking the major shit and I got my ass kicked by Brian. And Brian owns Camacho. He's out there in the chat room. Luckily, he's working. Might go back today. And I bow down to you for last week, but I'm still gonna make the playoff. I gotta do that, man. I was talking hella shit to him. Misha is on the line. What's up, Misha?
What it do, baby boys?
All right, so let's get to Miami Scott real quick. Let's get to Miami Scott. What's going on, Miami Scott?
Oh, not much, man. Just sitting here getting ready for today's big game against Oakland. I got my defibrillator out. My at-home nurse is on her way. And if we lose to Oakland, damn, I'm going to rip off my own leg and beat myself to death with it.
Yeah, we can't lose to the Raiders today. I mean, we can't lose to the Raiders.
He's gone! 10, 5, touchdown! Raiders!
Run DMC is going to be rocking all over you guys today, and I'm calling it right now. Today,
I don't know about that, man. I look for a big game today from our Dolphins.
The Dolphins better step up, or Ireland's going to be killed, man. Someone's going to kill them.
What about the Dolphins would make you think that they would have a great game?
I don't know. I'm excited to watch Tannehill, man, after his game against Houston last week. But, you know, in the offseason, I liked what I saw from him. But last week, dude, he could not get that ball over the defensive line. And whether the defensive line was going off of the snap count from Hard Knocks is irrelevant. If he can't throw that ball, we are screwed, and I will not survive another 2-14 season or whatever, man. It's going to be today's going to tell a lot.
Well, don't.
I mean, everyone's calling for Matt Barkley down in Miami, thinking Matt Barkley's
the answer. Okay, look, this is not the Miami Dolphins show. So, Miami Dolphins show is on Thursday nights, everybody. So, we're not talking about Miami Dolphins. We're talking fantasy football.
Has anybody heard anything on Gates? He's a huge star in my fantasy leagues, and with his rib injury, everything I've read, they still don't know if he's going today.
Antonio Gates. Oh, Antonio Gates is probably going to play today. I mean, I got the injury report here. Garcon's a questionable, but he's probably out. I would start Alger Robertson. Ryan Matthews is not going to start. Revis is out. Smith and Stewart are definitely in play today. For Carolina.
So we talked about last week, or last night. I sent out the email to everybody or the text to everybody.
I got it right here.
So go ahead and we're going to go around the horn, and we're going to get some of your guys who is the surprise from last week, the disappointment from last week, your three sits and starts. Let's start with your number three start. Let's start with you, Brian.
Okay, my number three starts for this week, okay? Definitely going to go with Michael Crabtree. I definitely see it's going to be a very high-scoring game with the Lions, and I think he's going to get at least a touchdown, probably 10 to 15 points. I'm definitely starting Fleener this week because I think he's going to be an absolute stud tight end. I wish the Dolphins would have drafted him. And luck in him, he was targeted 17 times, and they have a chemistry back to Stanford days. Jonathan Dyer, because it's going to be a big pound and run. I mean, I know the Jets' defense is really good, but I didn't start Cedric Benson this week, so I'm rolling the dice with Jonathan Dyer, and I don't want to ever start Dolphins players, but Devon Bess is going to have a big game. I see him having one touchdown and 80 yards, and I think they're going to throw the ball to him a lot today, and Tannehill's going to, you know, see him open. My sits this week, a little surprise, is Bolden, but I think Philly's defense is so tough, and Bolden had a good game last week, but that was a lucky catch that he had, and he's kind of getting older, and I see him getting maybe 5 points, maybe 50 yards. And I think the Philly game is just going to be a really good game. It's going to be a defensive struggle. I'm not a Jason Witten fan. I just think Seattle's defense and the 12th man is going to just dominate. And I just don't see Witten really having a great game. So I'm starting Fleener over Witten. And Johnson, I think San Diego's defense, after what they did to the Raiders last week, watch out, man. San Diego has that rookie in Ingram. And, I sit Benson. So those are my people I would definitely sit this week.
All right, wow. There you go. Go ahead, Lou. I know you've been working on yours.
Man, you know, I got on the phone with a few guys. I got Jaws on the line. You know, I went deep into my ESPN guys. And I didn't want to just go with the regulars. I want to kind of go deep a little bit. I say my stars this week, definitely, Jacob Tammy. You have to go with him. Anytime that Peyton Manning is on the field and a tight end is out there with him, there's always a great chance that he's going to rely on that tight end, security blanket. Jacob Tammy is owned in 45% of fantasy leagues. You know, so if he's still out there available, guys, my advice, go get Jacob Tammy this week. You know, everybody thinks about Gronkowski and Graham, you know, but Jacob Tammy did look strong. He didn't drop any passes last week. He caught off, let's see, Tammy was one of only four tight ends with at least five catches and 100% catch rate in week one. You know, I mean, this guy's money. You know, I'm not expecting him to get 50, 60 points, but solid tight end play will win your fantasy league game. Start Jacob Tammy. Sean Green with the New York Jets, another starter. He's owned in 57.6 of fantasy leagues. If Sean Green is still out there, guys, go get him.
Wow.
He had
starting Sean Green against the Steelers?
Hey,
Steelers got Troy Polamalu and Harrison.
They got problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Harrison Polamalu may not even play. Green got – he received 75% of the carries in week one. You know, even with the Jets trying to get Tim Tebow involved, Tebow got five carries. Green scored once, and which, you know, they put him in the top dozen of running backs in all of fantasy with 15 points. That's what standard scoring, you know. But he had 27 carries last week. So if they're going to give Sean Green the ball 27 times, you know, that's somebody I think you should go get. 57% of the people own him in the fantasy leagues, Sean Green. Go get him. And my third guy that's definitely a starter, I had to go home with this one, Tony Romo. He's owned at 100% of the leagues. He started out sluggish last week against the Giants. He threw one interception early. But once Romo found his rhythm, the Giants' defense got worn down. Romo lit him up. 307 yards, three touchdowns. That equaled 23 points in standard scoring in fantasy football. Now, I'm not saying that Tony Romo is Canton ready, but – this week against that defense in Seattle, with all the history that he has, everybody, you know, has the pictures of Romo sitting down holding his face guard, you know, after he botched the snap in Seattle in the playoffs back in 2006. Romo and the Dallas Cowboys will bring the pain to the Seattle Seahawks.
Well, I don't agree with that. Romo. But okay. I'm starting Romo, but, you know.
Now, my three sit-ems this week, Blaine Gabbert. Blaine Gabbert of Jacksonville Jaguars, he threw for 260 yards, two touchdowns, and had a fumble last week for 18 points in standard scoring against the Minnesota Vikings. Now, Blaine looked nice, but this week he's up against Houston, and Houston's defense is one of the toughest in fantasy land. Last week, the Texans defense made mincemeat of the Miami Dolphins. They only scored 16 points.
That's not saying much. Anybody could do that against Miami.
They scored 10 points,
guys.
Not 15, 30 to
10. Well, 16 points is what the defense scored.
I love the fact that Lou used the term mincemeat. I love that.
but look, for everybody who's keeping score, the Houston Texans defense last week scored 16 points. That's
oh,
just
okay,
two
yeah,
points
yeah, no,
shy
no,
but
Miami
of what scored, Blaine
yeah, Gabbert scored. More than our, they scored more than our offense.
Right, you're right. So if Blaine Gabbert, you know, he's going up against that defense that almost outscored him last week, I say sit him. And another sit him for me, the Cardinals defense. You know, as long as Patrick Peterson is going to do returns, you know, there is some upsides to the Cardinals D. But this week, Tom Brady and company are coming to town. And last week, Brady threw for 236 and two touchdowns.
Arizona's actually going to town. But, yeah.
Well, you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I do.
What I was going to say, I wonder if this is going to have any effect on the games, but it looks like they're finally starting to have real refs go in the games. They pulled the replacement refs in the Saints game, so it looks like that trend's going to continue as well. So I guess the real refs are coming back, so You might.
Well, no. The referee that was replaced in the Saints game was replaced by a replacement official that goes along with that crew because it was found out that he was a New Orleans Saints fan. He's a home crew. He's from New Orleans. And he has pictures on his Facebook page of him and Saints paraphernalia. And even last week after the game.
I didn't hear this.
Yeah.
Wow.
Last week after the game. I told you guys, I've been on the horn, man. I've been calling and wheeling and dealing. I've been on the phone with Crystal.
Yeah, I'll say you have, man. Damn.
Manisha's already making assumptions.
Right. No. But this guy has pictures on his Facebook page of him in New Orleans Saints jerseys and stuff at the tailgate second preseason game. Right. After the first game, you know, people are telling him, you know, good job, man. You did real good because he refereed the Dallas Cowboy in a Giants game last week. And he says next week we're going down to see the Saints. And one of his friends on Facebook said, man, I'm shocked they're going to let you referee the game knowing you're a Saints fan. That's great. And, ESPN brought that to the attention of the league, and the league yanked him.
Good. Good.
No, good for the league. That's a good move on their part.
Yeah, I wonder what he said to his friend afterwards. So, yeah, thanks a lot, you bastard. I could have been my dream.
Yeah, I wonder how good of friends they are now.
I was just about to get a picture with Drew Brees, and then you took it off the field.
We're going to let me rep. They're going to let me rep the Miami Dolphins game. It's a rumor out there.
Still wouldn't matter.
Shut up, Teddy.
What's up, Teddy? Welcome to the show, man. Welcome back.
Hey,
welcome back.
How's it going?
Everybody out there, sit to start 714-694-4150. Yes. I want to hear from you about your fantasy football league. Let me get into some of mine. My starts, I'm definitely going. If you have them, go with Doug Martin. He had 95 yards on the ground last week. Four receptions, 23 yards, and you know it might be a little hard to get through the New York Giants today, but I think Doug Martin's gonna find a way, you know.
Revis
Tampa
Island
Bay
is
definitely
out.
They definitely there it is. They definitely got a whole lot of different ways to go. My other one, Aaron Hernandez. You got to start Aaron Hernandez. You know he's on the other side of Gronk. But
hell yeah!
But you know it's important that this guy is going to get a lot of touches. Last week he had 6 receptions, 59 yards, 15 points in fantasy. That's pretty good from a tight end. And then my third one, I'm sticking with Lou's boys. You got to start DeMarco Murray. He's a start every week, you know. So I'm saying go ahead and get DeMarco Murray. I think Seattle's a pretty – that was a hard one because Seattle has – they showed
they're
a
good
real
defense,
good
defense, man. That 12th man, that plays a lot. Big
no.
Crowd noise. Does.
But you know what? DeMarco Murray's going to do it. Start DeMarco Murray. Blame if he does bad, blame it on me. My sits, I'm going with definitely got to sit Kevin Smith. I do not like that San Francisco 49ers front. They're still not allowing any running touchdowns, and until that myth could be busted and somebody finds a way to open them holes, go ahead and sit Kevin Smith against the San Francisco 49ers tonight. And D'Angelo Williams, that sucker, man.
That guy cost me my Yahoo League.
Wait. It wasn't D'Angelo's fault. The coaches went away from the running game. They stopped running the ball.
D'Angelo Williams had like negative 1 yard, 5 rushes for negative 1 yard. It doesn't matter. I mean, if you get the ball, you got to go forward.
You got to go forward. But you guys know just as much as I do. In football, you're going to have one play for one for negative 3, 2 for 5.
Yeah.
You know, when you run the ball, it's about consistency. You got to get the running back the ball in his hand. You got to pound the defensive line. You got to let that fullback go and bust that linebacker in the mouth, you know, to create those lanes. You cannot expect someone to have 50, 60, 70 yards and you just give him 5 touches. That's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Once you got to get a rhythm going.
To break it, but you have to get a rhythm. You have to. But Jonathan Stewart's supposed to come back this week, and it's going to be a timeshare. So he was on my list, too, of pittums.
There it is.
Yeah, I caught Williams in my Yahoo league.
It's going to be the Cam Newton, Steve Smith show today. That's
what
I'm thinking.
Middle Tennessee State upsetting Memphis this week? Woo!
How about, what was that, Florida? Florida rode all over your Tennessee guys last night, right?
I'm not a Tennessee fan. That's Lewis.
We have to drown our sorrows.
Brian out there, he said Eddie Royal is going to be somebody that you want to start today.
Wow. Good tickets, Aaron.
He pulled out Eddie Royal, and then he said the sleeper player of the week, Denarius Moore. He is back today.
On him, might get in the rhythm.
Shout out Football Nuts. Football Nuts, what's happening, man? You guys are back. There you go. So Football Nuts. Here, hold on. We'll be right back in a second. It's Fantasy Football, Soul Kitchen Radio. We got everybody on the phone right now, including Miami Scott. He's on the phone. Thank you for coming here. And
of course, man. My pleasure.
He's a radio guy like us. Oh, jeez.
On Soul Kitchen Radio.
Oh, I just got to mention the Raiders.
I'm hoping RG3. Something in me from watching a few games from him tells me that RG3 will get it done today.
On Soul Kitchen Radio.
St. Louis wide receiver Danny Amendola. We're in a PPR league. He's going to be hitting Amendola every down he can.
Let the record show that Camacho stole Danny Amendola away from up under me in the fantasy football.
I'm looking at Peyton Hillis. I think he's gonna surprise a lot of people and have a big game against the Falcons.
On Soul Kitchen Radio.
I think he's gonna have a career game today. At least 100 yards, possibly 2 touchdowns. You know, it's gonna be a lot of maybe not much throwing. And I think he's gonna come out and probably give me like 15, 20 points. But I love this stuff, Marty, and the boys.
Kick return. I don't know who to get, so I just got a black mark. And then my kicker, excuse me, I don't know who my kicker is again, but he's
one of them Polish guys. On Soul Kitchen Radio.
Yo, Mike, what happened to your phone, man?
Oh, man, I just got this thing set up in my truck, and it fell and broke the screen.
God dang, that's a messed up screen. Why don't you go get it fixed?
I don't know where to go.
Oh, I got the perfect place, MD Wireless.
MD Wireless, where's that at?
MD Wireless in Pleasant Hill on Contra Costa Boulevard and in Antioch off of San Jose Drive.
Oh, I live right in Pleasant Hill. What's their phone number?
925-778-3877. 925-778-3877.
Oh, I'm going to call them.
Definitely. Give Matt a call. MD Wireless. Get your phone fixed.
Cool. I'm going to call them.
There it is. MD Wireless. Make sure you check it out.
925-778-3877. On Soul Kitchen Radio.
Soul Kitchen Radio, we are back. It's Fantasy Football Week 2, the pregame show. We have T-minus 36 minutes until Week 2 kickoff. And we have a question from Football Nuts. He needs two of these four people. Trent
sure.
Richardson, Ray Rice, LeSean McCoy, and Marshawn Lynch.
Oh, it's easy. Ray Rice and LeSean McCoy.
Yeah, you can't.
I couldn't have said it better.
Even though Baltimore's defense is good, I think Dallas' D with Marshawn Lynch, they're going to stop them. And then who is the other guy?
Richardson and Marshawn Lynch.
Oh,
but
Cincinnati's
boy,
defense
Ray Rice
is a must start this week. I think Richardson's going to have like 50 yards. I don't think he's going to have a huge game. He's coming. He's still pretty hurt.
I'm totally in agreement with Brian.
Yeah, I mean, that one's not too – I think he just did that because nobody else has called in yet, so he just wanted to put
okay,
something out there.
Yeah, I mean, Trent Richardson
thank
might
for
be.
That Football Nuts, and I think you already knew that answer. So, but that's cool. Okay, so, Misha, we didn't get to your starts and your sits. Who are your
right.
three starts and sits?
Well, see, a lot of my guys are not playing till Monday, it seems like.
We're talking about
later.
Totally. We're talking about totally in the NFL, not just on your football, on your fantasy football team.
Oh, who you got to absolutely go with?
Yeah.
Well, you know, a lot of people definitely wrote off Wes Walker because he had a pretty bad game last week. You know, he didn't really do too well. He only, I think, he amounted for barely, not even 3 points in fantasy.
1 point.
But I think he's going to come back strong this week. You know, he's bound to have some airtime. So I'm definitely going with him, and I hope a lot of people go with Wes Walker and don't write him off. You know, he's produced more yards in the last 5 years, more than any other receiver. So definitely got to give him some credit.
Exactly.
So I think definitely got to look for him to have a pretty good game. And they're playing against Arizona. Arizona's not really, you know, they're not a bad team. You can't really write any team off, but they're not really the biggest threat. So I think it's going to be showtime. And I keep my fingers crossed that he has a really good game because I really don't want to see him struggle. But I think he will definitely have a good game. I think Justin Blackmon's going to have a pretty good game today. He's going to do pretty well against Houston. So definitely got to look out for those guys.
All
and,
right.
And that's it for me.
What about you, Teddy? What do you got?
Oh, I'm saying I'm expecting a big game. Jason Witten's going to want to let the league know that he's back. So I think he's going to be out there today catching some balls. And I think they're going to target him a lot. And then tomorrow, I don't know how – or is it tonight or tomorrow? I can't remember. Peyton Manning against the Falcons. I think that's a solid start because Falcons, they just lost one of their cornerbacks for the year, that Grimes guy or whatever.
Ben Grimes out for the year, but they signed someone else. The Falcons are going to be
so they're depleted, you know. I'll take the homer pick. I'm going to go with Tony Romo again, man. 3 touchdowns last week. Didn't crumble after the interception, so I don't see any reason why he's going to slow down. This is his put up or shut up year, so I think I'm expecting a big game from him every year, every game this year. I don't see any reason. He's playing for a contract. He wants to stay in Dallas. Dallas wants him, but they're not gonna sign him if he doesn't put up this year. So he knows it. I don't think it's no secret. So I think he's having a big game every game.
Well, I hope you're right on that statement for sure, because my big start that no one's mentioned is Kevin Ogletree from Dallas.
Oh, yeah.
He lit it up last week, and it wasn't even halftime, and I was in all my leagues picking him up. So I've got him going today. I look for him to have a big, big day down there in Seattle today.
I think Seattle's going to target him a little bit more now, and he's not going to be as, you know, there'll be other people open like Bryant. Witten, Myles Austin, because they're going to target Ogletree, and Ogletree probably will have a down game because Camacho's wife went online and picked him up like right after when I was trying to pick him up.
Now he's about the only healthy receiver or the only healthy offensive player other than DeMarco Murray on that Dallas offense right now. Witten's beat up. Myles Austin is beat up. He's the only healthy wideout they have, so, you know, I look for him to get some big plays and some plays downfield, some long passing plays this weekend.
But now, see, everybody will think back
one thing.
There's
one thing about fantasy football that I don't like to do, and that's chase points. I don't want to chase points from somebody's points they had last week. If they had a good last week,
that's what people do.
I'm going to wait and see what they do before I pick them up. Maybe I'll put them on my watch list. But
yeah, I mean, I understand that point, but you know how it is when you're in the draft. Like, I'm in 4 this year, and I got shystered in every draft, man. I was like the last damn pick in each 4 leagues. So that's the only option you have left, man, in fantasy. You got to chase them players. You got to go find them no-name guys that nobody, looked at during the draft and stuff.
Rome Harrison, remember him?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, and last year would be DeMarco Murray. He was a big one last year. No one knew who that guy was.
Yeah.
No one even heard his name. He came out and tore it up until he got injured later in the season. But that's how you stay competitive in fantasy, man. You got to find them players that no one has that are going to do something, and you got to get them.
But if everybody does, a lot of times those guys do something one day, like Stephen Hill. What's Stephen Hill going to do the rest of the season? He's not going to do shit.
He's not a bad receiver.
Come on.
Him and Demaryius Thomas.
Hey, but here's the thing. We said this last week, and I still believe it. In fantasy, third receivers are key because you're going to have your number one doubled up. Sometimes your number two's doubled up.
True.
And that spot guy is going to drag across the middle against a linebacker that he's faster than. And, you know, and the slot receiver is going to give him the business. You know, Wes Welker has made a living dragging across the field. Keyshawn Johnson, not Keyshawn Johnson, Wayne Krabbett, dragging across the field, you know, from the slot position. You know,
and another thing I use in that scenario, because, I mean, you're absolutely right, but another way that I go with that fantasy is your backs. You know, your backs are going to be coming out of the backfield a lot too to catch those little wing passes. And that's why I got Bush starting in all my leagues this week. Miami's going to have to lean on him, and he's going to be coming out of the backfield. He's going to be running the ball. So I look at my running backs, to pick up that slack too. When your star players like Calvin Johnson or whoever you have on your team are getting double teamed all day long, you got to find your slot receivers and your backs are the two that I use to pick up that slack.
All right, there it is. That's two.
Nisha, are you on the bus again?
All right, hold on. We got somebody on hold. Let's see what's going on. Hold on, guys. 323, welcome to Soul Kitchen Radio. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on? This is Mike from L.A.
Mike from L.A., what's happening?
Not much, man. I got a couple of questions. I'm kind of stuck with my fantasy league here. First of all, who would I start for my quarterback? I can start Vic or I got Joe Flacco. And I know that Vic's going to face that dangerous Baltimore defense. So who would you think I should start on that one?
I'd go Flacco, personally.
I will go Flacco.
I think Vic's going to get beat up, but good today.
I think Flacco's going to have a huge game, but I'm not starting him in my Yahoo versus Mr. Memphis Lou. Philly's D is pretty good. It's really good.
Joe Flacco had a coming out party last week.
And
man, I think the whole world missed it. If you didn't take notice, he shined. This is the Joe Flacco that everybody was expecting from Delaware to come out, you know, the last few years and just handle business. And last week, Flacco took his spot. I told you it was going to be a crowning last week, but I thought it was going to be Romo. But it was actually Joe Flacco. He showed up
and he cost me my first loss.
Now, here's my other problem. I got McFadden and Bush starting, and my only backup running back is Jonathan Stewart. Now, do I keep McFadden and Bush together because I can get points either way, or would I sit one down and start Jonathan Stewart or pick up another running back?
It's crazy because in Miami, in that game, I think both defensive lines are kind of suspect.
Yeah.
You know, the Raiders' defensive line is a little better than Miami's defensive line, so I'd definitely start DMC.
Right.
But I wouldn't sit Bush. I don't know. I would sit Jonathan Stewart before any of those two guys.
Yeah, you gotta start both backs. I mean, they're gonna get you at least 10 to 12 points.
Right.
I think.
You have to think about it. Jonathan Stewart is in the timeshare also. So why go with the one piece of the timeshare and another piece of the timeshare when you can have them both? You know, maximize your potential and your fantasy.
I think they want both of them canceling out each other. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you're a Dolphins fan, so if McFadden goes off, you're going to be pissed. But, hey, you win your game.
All right. The thing about fantasy, you've got to be biased. Your personal feelings don't mean squat when it comes to fantasy.
You got to let go of your team when it comes to fantasy. I learned that a few years ago.
Exactly, you got
to
let go.
Yeah, I learned that the hard way a couple years ago, too.
Yeah, okay.
Aaron Hernandez.
Any more questions from your team? What else you got?
One more. Antonio, but I'm looking at that Raiders defense, and I've got Anthony Fasano on the bench. And I'm thinking with that weak Raiders defense, he's outside the red zone, Fasano can get me some points. But inside the red zone, that's when Raiders defense really steps up, like you saw on that Monday night game. So I'm kind of iffy about that one.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a tough one. You got a healthy Fasano going against injured Gates. God, I don't know, man. That's a coin toss right there, really.
Yeah, that's why
I'm starting Fasano. Who's your other tight end?
I just have two tight ends right now because I traded one tight end to get Flacco. Some guy was offering me that trade, so I took it.
Yeah, that guy is an idiot.
I know. That's why I took it. I'm like,
is that Escanada? Is that Richard? Is it our league? Oh, God. It's Louis Gottman.
Yeah, all right. So go ahead.
I'm thinking of starting Antonio Gates because he's playing a weaker Tennessee defense, and Phillip Rivers is throwing that ball more and more accurate. So I'm thinking of starting Gates instead of Fasano.
Here, stay here.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely start Gates. Fasano, I see the Dolphins targeting a lot best, and they're going to target Harline a lot today, and maybe William Clay and Lamar Miller out of the backfield too. So Daniel Thomas is not going to play today, but so I would definitely start Antonio Gates. I mean, Gates is injury all the time. You don't know what Gates you're going to get. You might get a Gates that scores you two touchdowns. You might get a Gates that scores you zero. He's cost me a lot of money.
And Fasano will give you nothing. I started him last week because I didn't think Witten would play. Three catches, 19 yards, and standard.
And he barely made them.
That's
they were
one.
Like horrible catch.
One stinking point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I learned that the hard way, guys. All right, I'm out. I hope to get a win over the Raiders. And good luck, guys, on your fantasy league, man. I'm out.
All right.
Take care, Rivera. See you in two weeks.
All right, check it out. So we got another call, 781. Who is this?
What's up?
How you doing, man? Welcome to Soul Kitchen Radio Fantasy Football.
Yeah. I'm stoked, man. It's football, baby.
Baby. So what you got there? You got some questions for us?
Yeah. What do you think about my homeboy,
RG3? RG3, I told everybody last week he was going to be a stud, and RG3 delivered. You know,
yeah,
as a Cowboys fan, I'm sick about it because that means we're going to have a 10-year headache in D.C. with this guy. But as fantasy is concerned, I'm so glad I picked him up. RG3 is a stud. He, in my opinion, is a must-start every week.
Now, so you think I should go with Home Slice over Peyton Manning?
Yeah, I would. Now, that kind of changes it up. But you got to think about it. Manning is going to throw the ball. He's going to get 300-400 yards in the air. But RG3 also has his legs. So he's going to give you a dimension that that Peyton Manning doesn't, you know. So,
well, Manning's going up against Atlanta. Atlanta's good.
You're going off one game, though. I mean, you never know. Younger
guys. Today. Pierce Garçon is not going to play. He's questionable, but
Pierre Garçon is not playing today. It's going to be a lot. Santana Moss is out for four.
Going to be his receiver, top receiver today. So
Santana Moss is going to be the number one receiver today, and then Alfred Morton gets a lot of carries.
Hey guys, I got to bail. I got to bail, but I'll try to call back.
All right, have a good one, man.
All right, Teddy's always in and out. There it is. That's Teddy.
He's yelling at him.
Hey, I got a big question on fantasy. This is the only one I haven't been able to make my mind up yet today. I got Chris Johnson, the running back from Tennessee, and he's going up against San Diego today, which he didn't put up squat last week. But I picked up Ben Jarvis Green Ellis for Cincinnati, who's going against Cleveland today. Which one of those two guys would you start?
Simple, Rob.
Law firm.
Dude, the law firm. He's going to have at least 15 points. I got him in my league.
I've never liked the law firm.
I like him. I think he did good
last
week.
I think maybe I didn't like him because he was a New England Patriot, but...
But he's good. Ole Miss boy.
So you guys, would you start Ellis over Johnson?
Yes. Start Ellis over Johnson. San Diego, you see what San Diego's defense did to the Raiders last week?
Yeah.
McFadden didn't have 100 yards. That defense is sick with Ingram.
the guy that they drafted in South Carolina, Phillips. San Diego has a great defense. And I don't think, Chris Johnson's going to get a light off. I'm pulling my shift.
Here we go, guys. Soul Kitchen Radio. Hey, Soul Kitchen Radio is fantasy football week two. When we come back, we're going to see. We're going to go around the horn one more time. The disappointments from last week.
I got all that.
And who surprised you last week? Soul Kitchen Radio. Give us a call. 714-694-4150.
You are now tuned in to the Soul Kitchen Radio Sports Show.
You play to win the game. You play to win the game.
You have something to say, call right now. 714-694-4150.
Soul Kitchen Radio. Soul Kitchen Radio.
Soul Kitchen Radio. Hey, I just want to remind everybody, if you do want to play against us, you want to play against me live for money, go to soulkitchenradio.com, click on that FF, or even on the front page, you click on the FanDuel banner, and you can go in, look for the soulkitchenradio.com game. I'm hosting 20 people to play today, and you got like another 18 minutes before the game starts. You get in there now, $5 is going to win you 90 today, and there's also so many other different things to do in there that you could check it out. So make sure you go there, soulkitchenradio.com, click on that fantasy football, that fanduel.com banner, and you can play against us right now. So Soul Kitchen Radio, we're going around the horn real quick.
Yes.
Let's go. Let's start with Memphis Lou, because this was his baby. He wanted this last night. Who was your number one disappointment from week one?
My number one disappointment was Victor Cruz.
I kind of saw it coming.
I told people last week on the show,
God.
Victor Cruz last year, it was just an anomaly that this guy was going to be a one-hit wonder. He was going to be like the pretender that sings 1,000 miles. I'm going to walk 500 miles. Nobody knows anything else from those guys. Victor Cruz dropped the ball last week. He dropped the ball last week, and he dropped it again. You know, much to my chagrin, because that helped my Dallas Cowboys win. But I was very disappointed, because against my better judgment, I started that jack off in my fantasy league, and he did nothing. So I had nobody else.
Let's go with you, Brian. What's your number one disappointment?
To me?
Yeah.
What I'm going to say is I think Aaron Rodgers. You know, I mean, I know he's going to get San Francisco's defense, but he looks horrible against the Bears. He looks horrible, not great against the Niners. With Joe Philbin gone, that offense coordinator, he's just not the same. You know, I mean, Jennings was out. I mean, I think Aaron Rodgers, and I said this at the beginning of the year, that Aaron Rodgers, everyone's going to jump on him because, you know what, he won me the fantasy thing last year, but he's going to have a down year. I mean, and Bills defense, too. I mean, Bills defense is humongous. I thought the Bills defense was going to be amazing with Mario Williams, going to shut up Mark Sanchez. And the talking Jets threw for 48 points. 48 points, you know, that's a lot of points.
Never see that again. You'll never see that again. Misha, who was your number one disappointment last week?
He's on the phone.
I got to go with obviously the same guy I brought up that he's going to have a good week this week. But it's definitely going to be Wes Walker. You know, he really didn't do too well. He only had about three receptions for, you know, Misley.
14 yards.
But, you know, yeah, I don't know. It's a really small amount of yards, and I just, you know, he's my guy because I'm a Patriots guy, and obviously I picked him because he's been doing really well the last 5 years. It was between picking him or Andre Johnson, so I'm always going to be comparing, you know, how Andre Johnson doing and how Wes Walker is doing. So obviously,
he's a guy he has in his fantasy league.
Yeah, you know, it was just really sad to see him do so bad. But maybe not even that bad. It's just maybe he just, you know, there's two really, really good tight ends that he has to compete with. So, but I really hope he has a comeback game and does really well so he gets some of his confidence back.
Okay, now my number one guy was obviously Wes Walker. I depended on that guy. I mean, he's the number one guy in New England. I need that guy to make those catches, and I know that's not his fault.
Yeah.
But I would say It's not his fault if he's not if they're not throwing the ball to him. But I would say my number one disappointment, even though he had 16 points, was JerMichael Finley. Every time he's missing the balls, they're throwing the ball to him. He's dropping it. It's hitting his hands. Oh, my God, what's wrong with this guy? I even tried to trade him after last night's game or Thursday night's game. I tried to trade him, and Brian didn't want to take him. That's how bad he was. He was going from oh, my God, that's JerMichael Finley. That's the Aaron Rodgers tight end that he's going to be hitting. Aaron Rodgers tries to hit him, but he drops the ball all the time. JerMichael Finley is like my number one disappointment of week one. So, Miami Scott, you got a disappointment from week one?
Yeah, it already got brought up, man. It was Victor Cruz. You know, last year my brother picked him up, and with that single move, my brother won the league. So this year in the draft when it came around and he was open, man, I jumped all over him, and disappointment is not even a strong enough word to use for that guy, man. It's pretty pathetic.
Jerry, when we come back, we're going to take one more little quick break. When we come back, we're going to see who was the surprise. Who did you like last week in week one? So we'll be right back in 26 seconds.
Really hard this year to put together an amazing team. I have studied the waiver wire. I know all the sleepers. I have done the bi-week plug-in. I have done it all, and all I want to do is watch the game and find out how my team does.
Welcome back to Fantasy Football on Soul Kitchen Radio.
On Soul Kitchen Radio.
Wow. We're really in the Soul Kitchen. My wife is over here cooking up. She's not only is she going to win her Beat the Kraken this week, but she's putting some fish together and cutting the garlic. Man, this is really...
I never hear your wife on the show because she knows I'm going to destroy her this year.
She don't like to... She's in the background cussing and talking all kinds of crazy shit, so...
She does.
Hey, so, one thing. Let's go around the horn real quick. Let's start with Misha this time. Misha, who is your surprise from last week? And I bet you we all have the same one.
Well, not too sure. I mean, it always seems like I go back to my old Patriots guys. But, you know, Ben Jarvis Greenellis, he had a really, really good game last week. It was a matchup thing between me and this other guy, obviously, my fantasy thing. That's how it goes. And I ended up winning by exactly 16 points. And coincidentally, that's exactly how much Ben Jarvis Greenellis got last week, so he definitely he helped me win.
Who helped you draft your team? I did.
No, not really. You were bickering with your girlfriend.
With
so,
Teddy.
For the most part,
your girlfriend Teddy.
I helped you draft your team, Teddy. I mean.
All right, let's go ahead, Brian. Who was your number one surprise last week?
Everyone's gonna say Kevin Overtrade, but I'm gonna go with Mark Sanchez. I mean, everybody was ripping on Mark Sanchez, Tim Tebow this, and I'm a huge Tim Tebow fan. Mark Sanchez, he's just a pretty boy. He came out and dominated, dude. I think he threw for three touchdowns. He scored 48 points.
I agree.
And he's dating a celebrity, and he really came out and stepped his game up. I mean, Mark Sanchez was definitely my surprise. And you know who also was my surprise, even though I listened to ESPN, and I was like, fucking stupid, and I started No Sean Marino in our league, in my other league, and thank God it didn't cost me because he gave me a touchdown. But Adrian Peterson, I mean, that guy, everybody, even Lewis, was like, oh, he's not going to do anything. Came with two touchdowns, I mean, 20 points. Adrian Peterson, what he went through, wow.
There it is. Memphis Lou, go ahead.
All right, I'm going to have to stay at home with this one. My surprise guy last week was Kevin Ogletree. But it goes without saying, we said it on the show, slot guys get it done when you double the ones and the twos. And Kevin Ogletree made the most of his opportunity on last week. He may never see those type of numbers again, but I'm very proud of him. He got the win for the Dallas Cowboys.
There it is, Kevin Ogletree. And then, of course, my number one, I was going to say RG3, but that echoes without saying. He had an outstanding game last week. But I would have to say the New York Jets as a team,
yeah. They
surprised the shit out of me. The way they incorporated the two quarterbacks, Tebow and Sanchez, and they were on the field at the same time. spreading out and just the way they came out, you wouldn't have expected. I had no idea they were going to come out like that, and they looked so good. And they just blew the Buffalo Bills apart. So the New York Jets.
No, who's going for your mom?
Yeah. I heard it's somebody else in the kitchen, too. And go ahead, Miami Scott, you got to go ahead. Who was your biggest surprise last week?
My biggest surprise last week was Adrian Peterson. I actually picked him up, and I sat him last week because I didn't know what to expect. And because I sat him, I lost the league, or lost in that league. But for a guy to come back from that type of injury and play the way he did, and, you know, even if you're not a Minnesota fan, you still got to like Adrian Peterson for his attitude and the way he plays the game. He's good for the game. He's one of the best running backs to ever play the game as far as I'm concerned. And to see him come back from that nasty of an injury and continue his business as usual, I was happy to see that for the guy. So he's starting for me this week, and that's my pick is AP right there.
All right, there it is. So last week my mom went 8-8 or 8-7, and I would say 9-8 because she didn't see she guessed the Dallas Cowboys game, so we'll give her that one. But today last night she called me and she said, "Hey, if you want me to do your picks, do it right now because I'm going to the flea markets tomorrow and I'm doing this and I'm doing that." She's out today. She is not home. So instead, I said, okay, let me go to the next best thing. I wanted my daughter, but no, she didn't want to do it right now. She's still watching TV and doing what doctors do. And so I got the 8-year-old out here. I got Little Rick going to do the pick for us. And so let's check it out. Here comes our week 2 pick from an 8-year-old. Check it out.
Kitchen Radio.
All right, Rick. Here we go. Number one game, Tampa Bay Buccaneers versus the Green Bay versus the New York Giants. Who you got?
New York Giants.
Oh, the New York Giants. Okay.
Yeah.
Houston Texans versus Jacksonville Jaguars.
Houston Texans.
All right. Kansas City versus Buffalo.
Buffalo.
Oh, Buffalo. He picked Buffalo. New Orleans versus Carolina.
New Orleans.
Okay. Minnesota versus Indianapolis.
Minnesota
over Indianapolis. Dallas versus Seattle.
Seattle.
Yeah.
Woo!
No.
The Jets. New York Jets over Pittsburgh Steelers.
New York Jets.
Oh, my God. He picked the Steelers.
Wow,
okay.
Oakland
versus Miami.
Oakland.
All right. That's home. That's home team guy right there. Cleveland versus Cincinnati.
Cincinnati
over Cleveland. Baltimore Ravens versus the Philadelphia Eagles.
Philadelphia Eagles.
I like it.
Arizona Cardinals or the New England Patriots?
Arizona.
Yes.
Ooh, that's my upset, too. Yes.
Washington Redskins or St. Louis Rams?
Washington Redskins.
All right. Tennessee Titans or San Diego Chargers? San Diego Chargers.
Good pick.
Okay. Detroit Lions or San Francisco 49ers?
Detroit
Lions.
Wow.
Monday night, Denver versus Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Okay.
I love this.
And just to see, because I don't know if you watch this game, Chicago Bears versus Green Bay Packers.
Well, let you know that school's going to be 35-81.
Green Bay Packers.
Okay, he picked Green Bay Packers did win, but that's it. That's Little Rick's picks, and there you go. Mark them down. We'll tell you how he did last week.
Those are my ride with all of them except Seattle.
I
got Arizona over the Pats. I got Seattle over Dallas. And I got Cowboys losing big today. Well, not big, but it's definitely a letdown. I got the Falcons, and I got the Raiders losing.
We got so much shit talking, and this is a fantasy football. Hey, Jason, come over here and say hi to the guys, man. Jason is in the house.
Hello.
Last gang.
Hello.
Hey,
Jason is, you know, me and Jason started this show 2 years ago as just something to do. And then he said, forget that. I'm not getting up at 9 o'clock no more. So he didn't have to do it no more. And now he's Blast Gang. And he's in what place are you in, Jason? 14th place?
Right. Is he in 14th place?
You want to know the year in first place, all right? Jason, what's up? You're going to lose this weekend again, I hear.
No, not.
Hey, fellas, you guys have yourselves a great Sunday, man. Game's about to start. It's time for me to crack a beer and turn up the TV, guys. Have a good day, fellas. I'll talk to y'all next Sunday, man.
Not only is Jason in last place, but he has the least amount of points from last week. He has 102 points.
That's because I had a lot of upsets last week. You know, Wes Welker, you know. He didn't do what he had to do. Matthew Stafford didn't do what he had to do.
Excuses.
Who's going to make it put you over the top?
Who's going to put me over the top?
Here's your matchup right here.
Yeah. See, I'm looking forward to Calvin Johnson.
Damn right.
So my quarterback and Wells Welker, because those are the two that disappointed me last week. Dan played Lance Moore last week. Dan played Donald Brown last week. Dan played MJD last week. You know, so if anybody's going to do it, it's going to be quarterback and Wells Welker.
Okay, there
and
it
who
is.
Who is your quarterback?
Matthew Stafford.
And who else?
It don't matter. The other one I'm playing.
Wait, who else?
Andy Dalton.
You can't have three people in the house play the fantasy football.
We just go at it all day. We love it over here. This is really a soul kitchen. And
that's a house divided, baby.
Look, and if Jason beats my wife, then he don't get to eat. That's
his wife's a Jets fan.
There it is, man. And then, let me tell you, one of my biggest disappointments last week, Jared Allen. Come on, man.
He played defense.
Come on, man.
Jared Allen had 0 points all over the field, no tackles, 0 points last week. That was ridiculous, guys. Hey,
but did you see his ponytail?
I seen his ponytail.
His hair was looking nice, though.
I wanted
it's
to
all
pull
about his hair.
I wanted to pull his
He may be using head and shoulders.
Not me. It's all about the looks. See, one of my disappointments.
Okay, Here's a good one. Alex Smith or Ryan Fitzpatrick? Which one do you go with?
Alex Smith.
You think he's going to have a big game today? He's got a pretty good streak going of zero interceptions that will end today because I'm jinxing it for him. But he hasn't thrown an interception in six straight games, I believe. Oh, no, I'm sorry. The 49ers just haven't had a turnover in six straight games. But he himself hasn't had an interception in about 180 games. So that's pretty good, you know. Your chances of winning are pretty high. Been a pretty solid quarterback for some time now.
There it is. Mike, so how did you like the game last week, man? We had an awesome time.
Oh, no, yeah, it was beautiful. You know, I took some pictures. Ice Cube was in the house doing the damn thing. Obviously I was pulling for the Raiders to win because every time I go to a Raiders game, I feel like, you know, if they don't win, I'm not going to get back. But if they do win, they don't even care. I'm a Patriots fan. So,
but we missed that damn whole second quarter trying to get a damn cheeseburger.
Yeah, those cheeseburgers were delicious. You know.
We missed the whole quarter trying to get a cheeseburger. Let's
oh, my
right
God.
Come
on, you wanted a cheeseburger? Why did you just bring the cheeseburger with you? He gave me his second cheeseburger, so, you know, he was a good host, you know, so it was beautiful. And, it had pretty sweet seats. But unfortunately, the best part about that game was definitely the Raiderettes.
There it is. Hey, guys, we got 30 seconds till football, till kickoff. I'm going to see y'all next week. Brian Show on Thursday. Don't forget FanDuel.com. If you didn't catch me this week, you can play me
Thursday or Friday
next
Russia.
Week. Let's do it. And you can make some money. It's Soul Kitchen Radio, and we're out of here.
Go Cowboys! Misha. Bye.
Yo, babe.
Hey, can you want to meet me in Arizona in 2 weeks?
Team 7.
McFadden gets the edge, 30, 35, 40. Midfield, McFadden breaks a tackle. He's gone! 10, 5, touchdown!